Hello, Chatterbox friends. It's Anna from Soundyard here, and I'm really excited to share another adventure with you from High Ash Farm with our friendly farmer, Chris Skinner, and broadcast companion, Matthew Gudgeon. We've got some of the best bits from the wintry weeks of Chris Skinner's Countryside podcast to come, including a guide to sparrows, an out-of-this-world find at a nearby quarry, and a nighttime safari tracking the nocturnal nature at High Ash Farm. Strap yourself in.
High Ash Farm in the farmyard with Chris Skinner in the farm truck, which is doubling as a bird hide this morning. It's a cold January morning. The farmyard pond is frozen over, but we're just enjoying ourselves, aren't we, Chris, watching those holes on the side of that farm building?
Yes, this is a relatively new building at High Ash Farm. And when I'd completed it, there's an old pantile red brick building behind us, and I made all the ridge tiles into sparrow boxes, and they all got full. And with this new building, as with many modern agricultural buildings, they're meant to be bird proof, so I built separate sparrow boxes inside. And sparrows seem to be taking up a lot of sort of the media news at the moment and becoming a red list species. And these particular ones here at High Ash Farm are house sparrows, Passer domesticus, the domestic bird, in other words. And there's people walking about everywhere, people chatting around us just over there. The liveries are all doing their horses and cleaning ice out of the water tanks this morning. And the sparrows here, there's 42 nest boxes in a row. And I never thought they'd be all occupied. And there's no space left whatsoever. They're all occupied, and you can see some of the sparrows sitting on their little perches outside the holes here, females and males. And if you look in the very first hole, Matthew, there's a male house sparrow.
Yeah, he's peeking out.
And we're only, what, 15, 20 feet away.
I think I can see birds in those first three, you know.
Yes, yes, they're all occupied. And there's a lady out there. She's sort of not sunning herself this morning because we've got a fair sheet of cloud over the top of us. But just as we arrived, I think they were all outside having a chat. And then what I'll do, I'll record some of the sounds in a little while. But all over the farmyard, if I put the boxes out on the farm for house sparrows, absolutely none would be occupied. There seems to be a sort of what we call a commensal relationship between sparrows and humans. But I think the balance is very much in favour of the sparrows, because I don't know what benefits they confer to us, other than the fact I just love having them here.
Well, they're very chattery, aren't they? And they're very garrulous with their neighbours as well. They all stand out on their little perches there. You've got 40-odd in a row there. And really, I mean, it seems like they're sort of neighbours talking to each other over the garden fence.
Yes, you used an interesting word there, and I'd say they're gregarious. They actually love being together. And if the numbers get down to one or two house sparrows, they kind of give up the ghost and don't breed. So they need to be... They're members of the African weaverbird family. I suppose some of the most untidy nest builders in the world, and house sparrows use holes. They have a cousin, a kind of country cousin called the tree sparrow, Passer montana, and they're quite scarce now. They're slightly different, slightly smaller than a house sparrow, and a lovely chestnut crown on top of the head, and a little cheek patch as well, which helps you identify them. And I just love having them here. And you can see just near the car park over there, there's a row of three oak trees there, and each of the oak tree has between 20 and sort of 10 nest boxes on each of them. And believe it or not, they're they're all occupied as well. So I think if my father came back into existence, he's passed away a few years ago, he'd be saying you're probably getting near the limit before they start to become a pest. And they certainly were a pest in the post-war years and before that. And I just love having them here, Matthew. And it's filling up the post bag this week.
Well, lots of people agree with you and really want to encourage sparrows to their properties. John and Veronica, hello to the Prices from Somerset. And they've sent a photograph of the sparrow boxes that they've constructed out of plywood with varnish as well and a hinged roof. It's a real des res. And the photograph is to your design that you sent to them quite recently, I think. So what do you think of these
yes,
efforts?
I'm absolutely thrilled. I'm just going to have a look because they've sent one or two pictures through. And this is...
Oh, and these are the holes.
This is absolutely perfect. This is the one we're looking at, which is just above the ladies over there who are chattering away. You can guess it about horses, not about sparrows. And it's a cracking nest box. One, two, three, four, five, six holes in that. And the only problem that has been made, I recommended quite thick ply, and I think it's 18 millimetre ply has been used, with a backboard as well. And of course it weighs about two or three people can lift up.
But oh yes, 18 mil is quite thick, isn't it?
It is quite thick, but that helps with the insulation. And it's a real, as you said, a des res, and hopefully it's ideal for sparrows. Now, to seed it, when you have erected it, try and get it at least 3 metres off the ground, so it's away from the local furry pests.
That's about 10 foot, isn't it?
Yes, that's the ideal height. Then if you've got any really soft hay, just stick it into the holes above their little perches there, the nest holes, and that should help seed it because it attracts sparrows. They love sort of scruffy hay hanging out of holes and things, and that, fingers crossed, should seed it for you.
And here's a note from Susan Young. Hello, Susan, from Helpston in Cambridgeshire. Dear Chris, I feed the sparrows and do all I can to encourage them. I'm currently spending more than £16 for 20 kilos of seed. It's mainly wheat and some maize flakes and a few sunflower seeds. I can get wheat for £8 a kilogram. Would that be okay for the sparrows, please? So getting wheat instead of a mix?
Yes, I would certainly recommend a mix. They're quite choosy feeders, our sparrows, and quite messy feeders as well. So there is now some new varieties of seed mixers coming out by all the main bird seed manufacturers, and there's a new variety coming out called Wheat Free. And it contains some sunflowers, just a few peanuts, but a whole variety of mixed small seeds. I tell you what we're going to do. We've just looked at their nesting sites. I'm just going to start the truck. There are the sparrows, all with their heads sticking out of the holes. But I've done something else at the farm here. Let's just move forwards a little bit. And this is a sparrow hide around this side of the buildings. It looks a strange residence.
Well, this ivy clad
it's
hut.
Completely covered in ivy. Some jackdaws.
I can hear some sparrows.
Yes.
Garrulous.
That lovely
gregarious
little chatter. Yes, gregarious, that's the right word for them. And all the way down the hedge here, it's absolutely packed. And that's my sparrow hedge. It's cut every year, and so it's lovely and tight. And that, if a sparrow hawk comes past, the sparrows just drop down in the hedge. And you can see there's a village near Brook called Seething, but this is seething with sparrows. Let's just hop out, and I will show you the feeders and how messy sparrows are.
Right. Out into the fresh air. It's very fresh this morning. The sparrows hopping around inside the hedge.
Yes, here we are. Oh. Some flew out just in front of us.
Well, this is where you feed the sparrows.
Yes, I'll just open the gate. Here we are. And in we go. And you can see my mix here. There's two large feeders. Each feeder is a metre tall. And
how it's a shells, they do, don't they?
Each one holds 10 kilos of seed. And you can see, this, I clean the tray out every Saturday morning.
Is that Niger seed in there?
This is millet.
Oh, sunflower seed.
Sunflower seed there, the large black seeds. You can see they've pulled out quite a bit of wheat. There's some whole maize there, which is far too big for the sparrows to eat. But there's also crushed maize in here.
Which is corn, isn't it?
Yes, corn. That's what you'd call corn in America. That's so your cornflakes isn't corn from England. It's maize all crushed up. There, they're little maize sort of pellets there. But a lot of small seeds. So if I just scrape across the top of the seed like that, and then blow... There, now you can see the millet and hemp seed mixed in amongst it. So, and that's what they like, because they can pick that up, swallow it and digest it. Remember, birds don't have teeth, so they go out on the hedgerows here and actually pick up the grit off the ground close by, and that grinds up the seeds for them. But it's such a lovely sight. If you stand up high and look across the top of the hedge, which goes away from us.
Oh, yes, there they are. With their little brown heads.
Yes, so absolutely wonderful.
One or two tits in there as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But you've got this shelter here, really. It keeps the food lovely and dry.
That's right, I've done it. It's completely open-fronted, and there's some mesh on the door, not to keep birds out, you understand? But each side of us is a horse paddock, and horses have very long necks, almost giraffe length. And in the past, a horse has reached in into the front of the hide and scoffed some of the feed. So
they like their cornflakes in the morning.
Absolutely. So I've put a little mesh over the front of the hide. So that's what sparrows like. So they can come in, it sort of help yourself as and when you want. And they generally have two big feeds a day. One about 9:30 in the morning, and one about 2 in the afternoon.
I think they're impatient for us to leave, actually.
I can hear them. I see the swearing or just approving of what we're doing. Oh, just look at them down there, over the top of the hedge.
Dozens of them.
Look at that. It's an amazing sight.
It's a lovely broad
look at
hedge.
That. Absolutely. Just flying off down there, crazily flying about, which is what they do at this time of the year. They've gone onto the other hedge, onto the next paddock. There you are. That's a real treat. And sort of sparrow kneecaps, my father said I'd have, unless I ate my greens at lunchtime. There's more coming in, yes. Right over the top of us.
Only a few feet away here.
Yeah.
Just down in the lower part of the hedge. Look at them all standing there waiting for us to go.
Look at that.
We're going to have to wait for one more email, because Carl, hello, Carl Eglinton in Lowestoft. We had sparrows nesting in each corner of the back of our house last year and the neighbour's house, nesting just under roof tiles. They were doing really well till magpies kept helping themselves to the young. Another neighbour said to put fat balls out so the magpies would use them instead. Would this help? What do you think, says Carl?
Ooh, interesting question. Diversionary feeding can work. In other words, you're feeding a bird to keep it away from eating something else by making it very easy. Magpies will eat fat balls, but they'll pick the whole fat ball off and then secrete it somewhere and then come back for another one. So the best way is to provide... like our previous questioners have, with a nest box, and that's magpie proof, so the little hole size is just right. The magpies can't perch outside the box because there's not enough room for them, and that means there's safe haven for the sparrows to bring up their young, and they can bring two, occasionally three broods off in a year. So if you have got them breeding close to you in your area, then look after them. Red list species just means they're declined by 50% or more in the last few years, and that's a colossal number when you think of the sparrow population in the United Kingdom in the 1970s, when recording numbers first started. Then vast numbers have gone missing, and we don't want those to drop any more. But you're being serenaded by a flock of high ash sparrows.